David Parker, Blues Ladies manager, a more than satisfactory afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It didn't matter about a performance or anything else. It was the attitude, desire and determination from the group and the organisation. If you went 1-0 last minute, it didn't matter. It was about getting through to a cup final, and we've done the business today and we've done it with aplomb, and I'm absolutely delighted for everyone involved in this football club.
And you had so many chances, certainly in that first half, their keeper Beth Davis playing a blinder, but it was Kirsty Lynette who eased the nerves, didn't she, in the 26th minute?
She did, and it was a process. I mean, like I say, the goal, it didn't need to come early, though that would have settled our nerves. And like with Kirsty, she's got an absolute extreme talent, and she sniffed it around in the six-yard box, but I think everyone felt the goal was coming. Since about the 10th, 15th minute, it was a matter of when, not if, because of our performance today. And it was just ebbing away, and just if you keep knocking on the door, eventually chances will fall. And Kirsty's been there, right place, right time, and a great season for her in terms of bouncing back from terrible injury woes, coming on, scoring with a first touch against Doncaster and setting us on the way to the final today. I'm proud as punch of her.
And for someone like Kerris Harrop, who was here when you won the FA Cup final in 2012, your longest serving player, yeah. Just to sort of seal it maybe to make it 2-0.
It is. It's fitting how these things come along, isn't it? It really is. Kez does. She pops up every season with a couple, every season. And today was her day, knocking on the door. And it's about time we scored from a set play, to be fair. And it's well worked. We worked on it hard in training over the last couple of days, and absolutely delighted for it to come off. And like I say, it's not about individuals. The whole team was delighted that we've come through this one and done it with a plum.
Your goal of the game, if you don't mind me saying, Charlie Wellings, who you left out this afternoon in favour of Kirsty Lynette, but what a strike from the 18-year-old.
Yeah, she's got that in her locker. Ever since she's been 12 years old, 11 years old when she's been at this football club, she's got that. As soon as she opened up and she beat that defender, I knew exactly what she was doing. I've seen it so many times over the years, and it was just going. As soon as she hit it, it was flying in. And I tell you what, there'll be a few contenders for goal of the season, but that will be right up there. And Charlie, to be fair, really, really disappointing for her to miss out on a personal note today, but we had to do what was right for the team, and she's come on and made an impact, and that's all you can ask of a youngster. And she's been flying, and really disappointing to probably start today, but she took it on the chin for the club, and she's absolutely popped up when it's mattered.
It's been a good season for you, David. You're into the final now, your third final, I think, in the competition's history. Yeah. Manchester City or Arsenal, who play on Sunday, they'll be favourites, but you relish this underdogs tag, don't you?
Birmingham City is always underdogs. No matter how you pull it, how you put it, we're always underdogs. We'll never have as much money as Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea. It will never happen. But what we can do, we squeeze every penny, every resource, every ounce out of this football club. And that comes from the back room, Steve, Mike Mabry, Tim Andrews, Steve Shipway, Kirsty Holland. We squeeze everything out to make it happen on the pitch for these girls. And we'll fight all along. And I cannot thank the men's club as well enough for backing us. And I know Panos has just tweeted me straight away. And it's absolutely fantastic that the men's side back us as much as they can, and they'd love to do more, but obviously we are Birmingham City. Yeah.
What does this mean though to you, David, and your girls?
It means everything. It means more for the football club than it does for me personally. I think of Steph Williams. She's passed away early this year. We've gone on a great run since that moment, and I know she's been looking down on us, and she'll be proud as punch today, proud as punch. And we do it for people like that. It's a family club. It's been built on a great spirit and a family vibe, and that it's for people like that today. It's not about me. It's about Kez, who's been here. It's been about our kids, about Steve Shipway, who's behind the scenes, been here through it thick and thin. It's for the football club. It's not about me. Let them go and enjoy it, and then we'll go and enjoy the final, and then it's hard work for me and the staff to put together a game plan to go win that cup final.
Just finally, your fans, quite a few coming today. Que sera, sera, we're going to Man City. They were seeing fantastic following.
Yeah, and I want to hear that in March time, April time next year, and I want Wembley at the end of that.